Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Divide, Global Inequality from Conquest to Free Markets by Jason Hickel, is a sweeping, accessible account of how the modern world economy came to be so deeply unequal and why that inequality persists. Drawing on widely discussed historical evidence and development debates, Hickel traces the roots of today's income gaps to colonial conquest, slavery, and the restructuring of societies to serve imperial trade and extraction. He then follows the story into the 20th and 21st centuries, arguing that many contemporary economic rules and policy prescriptions continue patterns of dependency even after formal decolonization. The book challenges popular narratives that depict poverty as a natural condition, slowly relieved by markets and charity. Instead, it frames underdevelopment as historically produced and actively maintained through global institutions, debt dynamics, corporate power, and uneven terms of trade. Written for general readers as well as students, it invites a rethinking of what counts as progress and what kinds of reforms could deliver fairer outcomes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, conquest, colonialism, and the making of underdevelopment. A central topic is the claim that global poverty and wealth are not simply the result of internal national shortcomings, but were shaped by violent incorporation into an expanding world economy. The book emphasizes how conquest and colonization reoriented diverse regions towards supplying raw materials and cheap labor while importing finished goods from imperial centers. Hickel highlights the ways land was enclosed, taxes imposed, and local industries undermined, creating dependence on colonial trade routes and pricing systems. Rather than seeing colonialism as a brief prelude to modern development, this framing treats it as foundational to the structures that still govern production and exchange. The argument also stresses that the benefits of colonial extraction accumulated in the metropoles through capital formation, industrial expansion, and political power. By presenting underdevelopment as an outcome of deliberate restructuring, the book challenges explanations that attribute inequality mainly to culture, geography, or late modernization. This historical perspective sets up the rest of the analysis by showing how past coercion created enduring patterns of specialization, vulnerability to commodity swings, and limited policy autonomy. It also underscores why present-day reforms cannot be evaluated without reference to the unequal starting points created by empire. Secondly, from decolonization to dependency, debt, adjustment, and policy constraints, another major theme is what happened after formal empires receded. Hickel focuses on how newly independent states faced inherited economic structures and external pressures that limited their options. The book discusses the rise of sovereign debt and the ways lending, refinancing, and conditionality can shape domestic policy priorities. It examines how structural adjustment programs and related reforms, often promoted as modernization, tended to require privatization, deregulation, and cuts to public spending. These policies are presented as shifting risk onto ordinary people while opening economies to external investors under unfavorable terms. A key point is that even when countries gained political independence, economic sovereignty remained constrained by the need to secure foreign currency, satisfy creditors, and compete in global markets. The narrative also draws attention to how social services, labor protections, and industrial strategies can be weakened when governments must prioritize repayment and investor confidence. By treating debt and adjustment as mechanisms of governance, the book reframes development outcomes as the result of international rules and power relationships, not only national leadership. This topic helps explain why some countries struggle to diversify, why inequality rises during liberalization phases, and why growth can be accompanied by persistent deprivation. Thirdly, the myth of benign free markets and the politics of global rules. Hickel interrogates the idea that free markets naturally lift all boats, arguing instead that markets are always structured by laws, institutions, and bargaining power. The book explores how trade agreements, intellectual property regimes, investment protections, and corporate supply chains can lock in advantages for already wealthy nations and firms. It presents globalization not as an even playing field, but as a set of negotiated rules that often prioritize capital mobility over labor rights and creditor protections over development needs. This topic includes discussion of how countries in the global north historically used protectionist strategies during their own industrialization, while later encouraging poorer nations to liberalize rapidly. The argument suggests that what is marketed as neutral economics is frequently political, tariff schedules, subsidy rules, and patent standards can determine who captures value from production. Hickel also critiques common measurements and stories that portray extreme poverty as steadily disappearing without acknowledging distribution, precarious work, or ecological costs. By questioning celebratory narratives, the book pushes readers to ask which groups benefit from current arrangements and whose interests are embedded in institutions that set the terms of global exchange. The broader implication is that reducing inequality requires changing rules, not merely improving local efficiency or expanding charity. Fourthly, aid, charity, and the limits of the dominant development narrative. A further topic is the critique of development frameworks that emphasize aid, philanthropy, and technocratic fixes while sidelining structural drivers of poverty. Hickel argues that charitable flows and project-based interventions can be dwarfed by larger outflows tied to debt service, profit repatriation, tax avoidance, and unequal trade pricing. In this view, the key question is not how to send more help, but why so much value moves from poorer regions to richer ones in the first place. The book challenges the comforting storyline in which wealthy countries are generous benefactors and poor countries are passive recipients awaiting modernization. It also examines how aid can be shaped by geopolitical interests and can encourage policy conformity rather than democratic experimentation. This does not require dismissing all assistance, but it reframes aid as insufficient when the underlying economic architecture keeps reproducing dependence. By exposing the gap between public narratives and systemic realities, Hickel encourages readers to evaluate development claims with attention to net transfers, bargaining power, and the accountability of multinational actors. This topic matters for readers who want to engage ethically, because it suggests that meaningful solidarity may involve policy change, corporate regulation, and financial reform, not only donations or consumer choices. Lastly, toward a fairer world economy, redistribution, sovereignty, and ecological limits, the book closes its argument by pointing toward reforms that would reduce inequality by altering incentives and constraints at the global level. Hickel emphasizes approaches that strengthen economic sovereignty for poorer nations, such as fairer trade terms, greater policy space for industrial strategy, and limits on predatory lending and conditionality. He also foregrounds redistribution through mechanisms like progressive taxation, stronger labor standards across supply chains, and crackdowns on tax havens and illicit financial flows. Another important element is the connection between inequality and ecological crisis. The wealthiest economies and classes consume disproportionate resources, while poorer communities face intensified climate vulnerability. By linking justice to sustainability, the book suggests that development should not be measured only by aggregate GDP growth, but by human well-being within planetary boundaries. The proposed direction favors empowering public institutions, improving bargaining power for workers and producers, and redesigning international rules that currently favor capital owners. Even when readers disagree with specific prescriptions, this topic offers a coherent framework. If poverty is structurally produced, then solutions must be structural as well. The discussion encourages readers to think beyond national charity towards systemic reform that changes how value is created, captured, and shared in the world economy. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a clear, challenging explanation of why global inequality persists, including students of development, history, economics, and international relations, as well as engaged general readers. It can benefit a reader's life by sharpening how they interpret headlines about trade, debt crises, foreign aid, migration, and climate impacts. Rather than treating poverty as an unfortunate accident, Hickel offers a framework for seeing how policy rules, corporate power, and historical extraction shape everyday outcomes for billions of people. That perspective can make readers more discerning citizens, professionals, and voters, able to evaluate claims about growth and progress with greater rigor. The book is also useful for people seeking ethical ways to respond, because it widens the menu of action from personal charity to systemic reforms, such as tax justice, labor protections, and fairer trade governance. Compared to similar books, it stands out for weaving a long historical narrative with accessible explanations of modern institutions, connecting colonial history to contemporary free market ideology. It is worth buying if you want a single, readable volume that links moral questions to the mechanics of the global economy and proposes concrete directions for change. If you would like to support Jason Hickel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.